the gates! The champion has returned!
His Highness awaits you within, champion.
Your Highness.
Ah, hail, champion. I take it by your return that you were successful.
The Sunstone, recovered as requested, Your Highness.
Splendid, truly splendid. You have my eternal thanks for returning one of our land's treasured relics to us. You, return it to the vault at once.
Yes, my lord.
Thank you again, champion. I do hope that recovering the stone did not give you too much difficulty.
No more than was expected, Your Highness, and thanks are not needed. I was honored to help.
As expected of a great and noble champion. Even so, our land is indebted to you.
I am simply glad to have been of aid. If you have no further need of me, Your Highness, then I must be on my way.
Yes, of course. Safe travels, champion. Oh, by the way, what of the Temptress?
She escaped, Your Highness.
Yet again? I'm surprised. Especially since you managed to take the stone back from her. I would have thought you had truly defeated her this time.
To her credit, Your Highness, she is rather cunning and a skilled warrior.
I think she would have to be, to have evaded your capture for so long as you two have fought. Yet, I suppose it cannot be helped.
My lord, they have returned.
Ah, wonderful. Send them in at once. What fortunate timing. I have a gift for you, champion.
A gift?
Why, of course. Consider it my thanks for returning the stone.
You honor me, Your Highness, but it is not necessary.
Oh, I insist. I wanted to be sure you were rewarded appropriately.
Temptress! What is the meaning of this?
Did I not just explain? This is your reward.
The mighty and infamous Temptress, at last brought to her knees. Why the look of surprise? You intended to pursue her once again upon your leaving, did you not? I have simply saved you the trouble.
How? How did you do this?
Quite simple. It seems the loyalty of her man is rather easily bought. I needed only a few purses of gold in their hands, and they delivered her right to me.
If that is true, then why did you ask me to retrieve the stone?
Oh, please do not be offended, champion. I merely took steps to assure that the stone was returned, and that she was apprehended. At last I get to see the legendary Temptress up close. Quite lovely. And well-deserving of your namesake.
What do you mean by this?
Why, this is your reward. My gift of thanks for your efforts in returning what was stolen from me. I bring your foe to your feet, so that you may at last bring an end to your long feud.
What are you...
Is this not what you seek? Your enemy on her knees, so that you may end her once and for all? Release the land from her evil, and finally bring lasting peace. This has been your life's pursuit, has it not? This is what I offer you, champion. The chance to bring your quest to its inevitable conclusion. Here. I shall even give you my own blade to perform the deed.
No. This is not right. There is no honor in this.
Honor? You would treat her with honor after all she has done. You would put honor above ending the pain and destruction she has wrought. Surely there is no contest there, champion. Do not be a fool. Take my blade and bring an end to this once and for all. Why do you hesitate? Do not tell me that you would show someone like her mercy after all this time.
No, I...
Then finish this. Take what I offer and bring your quest to its end.
Champion, do what you must. We both knew this day would come. It was destiny. If I must die, I would rather it be by your hand.
How sweet.
It is all right. I have no regrets. I am ready. Be quick.
No. No, I will not. This is wrong.
You refuse my gift, then?
This is no gift, Highness. This is a farce. I am no executioner. I will not kill someone on their knees.
So you would prolong this out of some misguided sense of honor? A shame. Very well. All the same, I shall see her punished for her crimes. If not by your hand, then at my executioner's axe.
What?
She stole something very precious from me. Regardless of her reputation, she'll be made an example of.
No, she should be tried at the capital and receive her judgment there.
And give her the opportunity to escape as she has done countless times before? I think not. She will remain in prison here until I see fit to have her executed. Take her away. Wait. On the other hand, now that I rethink it, it would be a shame to let such beauty rot away in the dungeon, especially when she could be made otherwise useful. Have her washed, then take her to my chambers.
What?
Enough!
My lord!
What is this? You bear your sword at me.
There is no justice or honor in your actions. I cannot allow you to do this.
Truly? I am disappointed to hear that.
Champion!
Unhand me. What do you think you are doing?
Tisk, tisk. To think that the lorded champion dares to point his blade at royalty. It seems I shall have to make an example of you both. Throw him in the dungeon.
No.
Temptress!
Champion!
Leave us.
Lovely.
To think I finally have the great temptress before me, chained and exposed. I am almost beside myself. You know, this is not the first time I've seen you. You have passed through my lands before, after all. Though I was but a young man the first time I had seen you, I still remember it well. You were fighting the soldiers out in the square after you and your men had robbed our treasury and food stores. I watched from my window as you fought. Even from that distance, I could see you clearly. Yet it pales in comparison to seeing you this close. Though I must confess my amazement. After all of these years, you are still as lovely as I remembered you. The years have had no wear on your beauty at all. And more yet, after all the battles you must have seen, I expected a great deal more scars on you. But no, hardly any. Your flesh is near flawless. And your scent. One would expect the odor of men and the wilderness upon you, but no. You smell as fresh as the rain. Even your hair, soft, silken, and shimmering as the very sun. You are a woman of tremendous beauty, and truly deserving of your title. What is this?
Silence? No proud speeches, no words of defiance. I expected more from you.
I will give your wicked heart no such pleasure.
Wicked? To hear such a thing from you after all that you have done? Oh, yes, I know everything about you. Even had I not been following your exploits these many years, your reputation precedes you many times over. All of the misery you have caused in your time, the lives you have ruined, the men you have swayed. I have heard it all.
I have no wish to hear you mock me all eve. Whatever it is you plan to do with me, be done with it.
Patience, dear temptress.
All in due time.
Again, I must confess, it is amazing you have kept yourself so well.
So clean, unspoiled.
Yet, I suppose that I should expect no less. After all, you live up to your namesake well. You tempt men to your side. You wield your wiles as a warrior wields a blade, and do so with equal skill. You tempt and tease and pull men in, all with the promise of your favor, and they serve you happily, merely for the chance that you allow them your gaze. But never have you allowed a man to touch you in the way they yearn for you. Never have you given yourself to any. Save one. Oh, yes, I know. It was as clear as day as my men dragged him away. How badly you wished to run to his aid. How you ached to be at his side. How curious it is that after countless battles, the man you have traded blows with for so long is the very one to whom you would give yourself. And not simply your body, oh no. I could see it in your eyes. You love him. You cannot deny it, can you? Your own heart betrays you as his does. He loves you as well. That is why he would not strike you down. I knew he would not before he had even seen you.
You put the blade in his hand, knowing full well he would refuse.
Of course. Did you not think I knew well in advance what was to transpire? I knew he would refuse, just as I knew he would defend you when I threatened you with death and torture. Just as I knew. You would steal the stone to begin with, and it would lead the both of you into my hands.
You knew I would take it. Of course. It was bait.
Precisely. You honestly think that useless trinket matters to me? No. It was but a means to an end. I knew that the prospect of you taking such a treasure left so openly vulnerable would be too enticing to ignore. I knew it would land you in my hands in the end.
Then why involve the champion?
Simple. It was an inconvenience. Oh, I had my suspicions. Given the length of time the two of you have traded blows, then seemed to disappear and reappear inexplicably. And yet you always seemed to know where the other was. It only made sense there was some deeper connection between the two of you. So, of course, the moment you took the stone, I called on his services for its retrieval. He would turn on me once he knew I had you, and give me just cause to have him imprisoned.
Everything went quite as I had planned it to. Tell me.
Did you think that once I was done with you here that you would be able to run back to his arms? That you would find comfort with each other as you share a cell in the dungeon? Oh no, dear Temptress, I think not. You see, I have no intention of letting you leave this room. Now that I have you, I'm going to keep you. Oh, I know I had said you were to be made an example of, and I plan to. As for the champion, I will see him executed for his defiance. Everyone will watch the renowned champion die
as a reminder of who rules over this land.
You do not honestly believe the people would allow that, do you? The champion has greater sway over their hearts than you think.
Perhaps. But gold and power speak far greater than the hearts of commoners. And I hold the power in this land. The fact that your own men betrayed you to me is proof enough of that.
Why are you telling me this? Do you simply enjoy the sound of your own boasting?
I say this to make you aware of what waits you both. And so that you may know that you may actually alter his fate.
What do you mean?
I mean that you can save your precious champion from death. I will spare his life. I will even release him. And in return,
you will submit to me.
What?
Submit. Give yourself to me freely, without restraint, without resistance. Give all of yourself over to me, to do with as I please. To use for my desires in whatever way I wish, whenever I wish. You will not fight me. You will not deny me. You will not try to escape. You will remain here as mine for as long as I desire it, serving my every wish without question and with complete devotion.
Give me this, and I will set your beloved champion free.
And what guarantee have I? That you will keep your word.
If you give me what I wish, I will let you watch as he is released. And when he is freed, you will tell him that you are mine. And that you give yourself to me of your own free will. You will tell him that he means nothing to you. And that you have chosen to devote yourself to me alone. You will tell him this, and he will be allowed to leave unharmed. Only his heart will be broken.
You cruel bastard.
Cruel? I would say this offer is rather generous. Your champion will live to fight another day. Eventually he'll find some other evil or injustice to battle against. And all the while, he will know that I took you from him. And the people will know the extent of my power. After all, what better way to show that than have the legendary Temptress as my own? But if you make me take what I want, then I will take him from you. You will watch as he dies. Slowly. Painfully. You will witness every moment leading to his very last breath. All because of your foolish pride. His life is in your hands, Temptress. What will you choose? I am losing my patience, Temptress. This offer will not last much longer. Make your choice.
Very well. I will submit.
A wise decision. Now, on your knees. From this moment forth, you are mine. No other man will touch you. You belong to me, and I am your master. Say it.
I belong to you, master.
Good. Now, onto the bed.
What are you doing?
Be still. There. From now on, you will wear this collar. It will be removed only when you are required to be bathed. At all other times, this will be the only room you see, unless I deem otherwise. And while you are here, this chain will always be upon your neck, binding you to my bed.
As if I were an animal. Or rather, a pet.
I was thinking more as a trophy, but yes, a pet is a much more suitable description. And remember, Temptress, this is the bargain you have willingly made with me. Or would you rather trade your collar for that of a hangman's noose? I can hardly believe I have you, Temptress. After all this time. I knew from the moment I laid eyes upon you that I had to have you. And now,
you're mine at last. No, no. Open your eyes. Look at me. Do not think I will allow you to simply lie there and suffer my lust as some lifeless doll. No, you will give all of yourself to me, just as you have agreed. You will give me your body, your lips, your pleasure. You will give them all to me completely. You will treat me as your most precious and treasured lover, just as you would treat him. You dare not deny me.
I will not deny you.
Good. Now, show me how well you obey. Kiss me.
Good. Now, I want to feel you worship my body with your mouth. Yes. Good. Lower. Yes. Kiss it. Oh, worship it. I want to feel your tongue. Like that. Yes. Now, take it in your mouth. Now. Oh, yes. So warm. So soft. Take it in, all of it. Oh, yes. Gods in heaven, your mouth is so sweet. Yes, yes, so sweet, so perfect. Take all of me, all of me. Yes. Oh yes, temptress. Take my cock. Oh. Yes, Tempest. I've been waiting for so long. Take every inch of me, because you are mine. Oh, you're more gifted than I thought. But one should expect that with a name like Temptress. Yes. Swallow it. Swallow every last drop. Open your mouth. Show me. Very good. You're doing very well, my lovely new pet. This arrangement may yet work out. Though I'm not done with you yet. I'm going to lie back, and you are going to mount me and demonstrate how well you move atop me. Yes?
Yes.
Yes, what?
Yes, Master.
Very good. Take me into you.
Slowly.
Yes.
Like that. More. Oh, yes. Perfect. So perfect. Now, move upon me, slowly, sensually.
Yes. Good.
Yes. Very good. Oh, now. Run your hands over your body. Caress yourself. Pleasure yourself for me. Yes. Like that. No. No, keep your eyes open. I want you to keep looking at me. Look upon me as you feel the pleasure over your skin and inside your body. Yes. There you go. Good girl. Now, faster. Oh, yes. Good girl. Such an obedient pet you are. Oh, gods, to have you upon me, to be sheathed within you, to finally have you. Yes. Yes. Tell me, my sweet new pet. Who do you belong to? Tell me.
I belong to you.
Louder.
I belong to you.
Who am I?
You are my master.
Say it again.
You are my master.
That's right. I am your master. You are mine. Mine alone. I've waited too long to have you, my beautiful temptress. Mine at last. Mine forever. Mine! You belong to me now. You always shall. No other man shall have you or touch you. You. You will always be mine. Never again shall I leave a finger upon you.
Champion!
What? You dare! I will overlook this single incident. But you'd best never allow it to happen again. I have other matters to attend to at present. Though I will return later to further consummate our agreement. Until then, I suggest you take time to become accustomed to your new surroundings. The servants will tend to you should you require food, and I will have them bring you some suitable garments befitting your new position.
Gods above, champion, forgive me.